No one has right to take life of others. No one has right to take lives of others. If Allah gave life, Allah takes life, not anyone else. Those who are trying to take lives of others, they are disobeying. If they are doing under the name of Islam, they are disobeying their Lord. Because Allah said, أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. Obey, Allah obey Prophet and obey those who are on authority. Allah prohibited killing people. As Qabil, the first human being on earth that killed his brother Habib, came and Habib in English, Abel. Cain killed his brother Abel, and Allah mentioned them in Holy Quran by saying, لَإِنْ بَسَطَّ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطٍ لِيَلِي أَقْتُلَكَ. You recite that. لَإِنْ
بَسَطَّ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطٍ لِيَلِي أَقْتُلَكَ.
He said that if you are extending your hand, his brother, the one who was killed, he said, if you are extending your hand to kill me, I'm not going to extend my hand to kill you. Because he knew his limit. Abel knew his limit. Habil knew his limit. He was a peace-loving person. He was a person that inherited the truth, the reality from his father, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. He saw the light of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam an-nur al-Muhammadi, the Muhammadan light in the forehead of his father, Sayyidina Adam. He recognized that light. He knew that the message that coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Adam through Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that no one has right to kill anyone. What he said, لَإِنْ بَسَطَّ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي. If you extend your hand on me to kill me, I'm not going to extend my hand on you to kill you. Allahu Akbar. Even he is not defending himself. He is surrendering to Allah's will. He was able, he knew his brother wants to kill him, and he told him, if you are going to kill me, I'm not going to extend my hand to kill you. Means, I'm not going to be the defender even myself. I'm leaving it to my Lord. That taslimiyah. That is Islam. That is real Islam. To surrender to Allah's will. Nothing else. He refused even to defend. Islam doesn't need anyone to defend it. Allah will defend. Allah said, "Inna nahnu nazzalna adh-dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun."
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ فِي شِيَعِ الْأَوَّلِينَ.
Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Means we have revealed Islam to you. We have revealed Quran to you. And Quran is Islam. Inna ad-deena 'inda Allah al-Islam. The religion to Allah is Islam. And we are not asking anyone to defend Islam or to protect Islam. We are going to protect Islam. Me, Allah saying, وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. I am keeping it safe. حافظون. حافظون means when you have children, what you do with them? You protect them from enemy. You surrender them. What you call them? Safeguard. Those who are defending Islam in the name of Islam, they are creating more fitna, confusion about Islam. That is bad. Yesterday, I was looking at the television on hardboard. What that man name? Allah knows. I don't know. He is interviewing one Muslim and one reverend, non-Muslim. The topic makes the heart down. Is a disgusting topic, and it is not. We do not need, first of all, such debate. No one has right to bring these issues on television, and Muslim must boycott it, doesn't accept it, to speak on it, because it is irrelevant and has no stand in Islam. But unfortunately, that one who was, they wanted a Muslim and they brought someone. You want to bring someone, bring a scholar of Islam, not journalist. To speak, to defend, to speak. We are not in a defense. Why we have to defend? When Allah is saying, وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ, we are defending, we are safeguarding Islam. But from that person might be caring for Islam, or his love to Islam is coming and saying something. And that man, who the reverend, I don't know what is his name. I don't know what's his name. Far in Arabic means a rat. A mouse. So what is his name? A rat. The topic is Muhammad. He accusing Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be a terrorist. So no need to argue with such people. Why you have to open an argument? These people, they are square-headed people, already poisoned. Finish. Why? When they come with such a statement, means they have no mind. There is no mind there. And I was surprised when that person, when that reverend, Far, you know what's Far in Arabic? Far. That Far said that Muhammad is terrorist. Allahu Akbar. From where his proof? The Muslim didn't ask him even, where is your proof? He said to him, Muhammad is terrorist and he killed innocent people. And he asked that Muslim, he said, didn't he kill innocent people? Say. And then that Muslim, instead of saying, where is the basis of your argument? Where are your evidence of Muhammad killed innocent people? No, he must say, no, he didn't. Don't accuse something you are building up or you are making a case. But instead he said, when such people comes to on a TV show and they don't know anything from Islam, he must tell him, no, it's incorrect. He said to him, Muhammad was a militant commander. He was a military commander. What has to do military commander with the answer he is asking you? Means you are accepting that Muhammad was a militant, a military commander, fighting and might be, you know, killing innocent people. Which isn't true, not true. Prophet never harmed an ant to harm an innocent people. So Allah said, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. We have revealed the zikr, Quran is Islam, and we are safeguarding. So those who are coming and creating confusion, killing others under the name of Islam, they are not protecting Islam, they are destroying the name of Islam. And that's where Muslims are not understanding. Habil, what he said to his brother, Abel, what he said to Cain, what he said, what I explain now, say, I will not, I want to hear it. Means all Muslims, especially you Naqshbandis, wherever you are around the world, you have no right by order of our Sheikh to extend hand of doing any kind of action that is not accepted in Islam. Means you have to imitate Abel. If someone coming against you say, I'm surrendering to my Lord, never Maulana allowed, whenever our Sheikh Muhammad Nazim al-Haqqani, may Allah bless him, never allowed his follower ever to carry a knife, a small knife. He said, no, you are not people of knives. And what knife? Knife cutting cutting an apple or cutting a pear or peaches? And no, don't carry. Because weapon, even a knife, a small knife, it is a symbol of weapon. It's not accepted. We are living in peace. Why we have to carry a knife? Forget the knife. They are carrying now, what you call these big knives, the small knife, Maulana is, our Sheikh is not allowing it. They are carrying now long knives, I don't know what you call them. Daggers. And then, they are not happy with that, they are buying guns. And they are not happy with that, they are buying, what, these rifles, what you call them? Rifle, big one, big. Huh? Assault right? No. Assault right. Here even in America, why people carrying gun and carrying rifle or assault? For what reason? We as Muslims must not carry anything. If we surrender to Allah and say, Ya Rabbi, you are protecting us, and you protecting me, you don't need anyone to protect you. Because if anything happens to you, means your ajal is finished. If anything happens, you are going to believe, you are a believer. You believe that لا يستأخرون ساعة ولا يستقدمون
فإذا جاء أجلهم لا يستأخرون ساعة ولا يستقدمون
وانذر ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة
ألم تر إلى الذين قيل لهم كفوا أيديكم وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة فلما كتب عليهم القتال إذا فريق منهم يخشون الناس كخشية الله أو أشد خشية وقالوا ربنا لم كتبت علينا القتال لولا أخرتنا إلى أجل قريب قل متاع الدنيا قليل والآخرة خير لمن اتقى ولا تظلمون فتيلا أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة وإن تصبهم حسنة يقولوا هذه من عند الله وإن تصبهم سيئة يقولوا هذه من عندك قل كل من عند الله فما
Allah said, when death coming, when your ajal, what's ajal? When your destiny or when your life is ending, even you are في بروج مشيدة in these fortress, big fortresses, with all these fences around it, protecting you from an enemy, even to that extent you think that the enemy is going to kill you, and your ajal come, Allah take you from wherever in that fortress you are. He takes your life when the end of the life is coming. So it is not who is the enemy, is our life is in Allah's hand. If millions of enemies come and kill you, to try to kill you, and your ajal is not written that you are going to die, your life, while millions of bullets will come through you and you will not die. Look, Sayyidina Khalid ibn al-Walid. On his body, more than 300 or 400 wounds of sword. He was wounded through wars, and he didn't die from one of these wounds. He died on his bed, from normal death, when his life and life and so Allah said, even if the ajal, the life end of your life is coming, and you are in a fortress, you are going to be to die. And you are not going to extend your life, to stretch your life 1 second more or 1 second less. When it is written, it is written. So why you have to carry a knife? No need. That's why Maulana never, our Sheikh never allow anyone to carry a knife even. Although a knife you might need it sometime, in cutting fruit, in cutting vegetables, you are driving in a car, said no, I don't want anyone to carry a knife. And today you find people are not, forget the knife, they are buying weapons. For what? What is the purpose? Nothing. So Allah protect us. What Habil said, Abel said to Cain, no, I'm surrendering to my Lord. I am not going to extend my hand to you to kill you. I am able to kill you, because you are trying to kill me. I'm not going to, I'm leaving it to my Lord. You kill me, I'm going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better than you. So he surrendered. When you surrender to Allah, that is Islam. surrender to Him, He will give you life. He will give you happiness. He will give you everything. What Grand Sheikh said, if a person obey his Lord 40 days in one row completely, he didn't make one single sin, 40 days in full worshipness, he never tried to deviate. And we'll explain it next time, inshallah, we continue tonight. But if he, for 40 days, he is straightforward person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send to that person his rizq from heavens. He doesn't need to do any work in dunya. He will find happiness and he will find his food ready in his house, in his table. If he is obeying for 40 days full obedience. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open for him not only physical sustenance but spiritual sustenance. That if you obey. And obedience is submission, surrender. Virgin Mary, what she did, she surrendered. She obeyed in her niche, praying. What Allah sent to her, He sent her food from paradise directly to her place to eat. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ
وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ
Verily I created ins and jinn only to worship, nothing else, to ita'ah, to obedience. I don't want from them rizq. I don't want them to be worrying about their sustenance. And I don't want them to try to feed others. I am going to feed them and feed everyone. When they obey, they obey. People are running today in their lives. Because they are not surrendered. When they surrender, Allah sent to them. If Muslims were straightforward today, if we were straightforward today, Allah will make everyone to follow us. Like was previous time. Science was coming from Muslims. Physics coming from Muslims. Medicine coming from Muslims. Algebra and calculus and arithmetic coming from Muslims. Logarithm from Muslims. Geometry from Muslims. Knowledge of stars from Muslims. Spirituality, knowledge of spirituality from Muslims. Philosophy from Muslims. And for sure Islam, Sharia from Muslims. Allah gave them the knowledge, gave them everything, and made everyone to imitate them and take from them knowledge and translate it into the language in their languages, in their countries, the West and Europe, learning from Muslims. But slowly, slowly, the Muslims begin to go down, becoming deteriorated, or becoming less and less in their beliefs. So what happened? Becoming less and less, Allah made them in need for others. Before Allah made everyone in need for Muslims. Now, Muslims are in need for the others. What? We were the pioneer in this world. What happened? We were the highest. Look at the empires that Muslims had before. The countries that Muslims had before, from east to west, from Indonesia, Malaysia, China, from east to west of that till Morocco, Mauritania and part of Europe was Muslim. They were Muslims. What happened?
They lost.
Why they lost? Because their beliefs becoming less and less and less and less. That's why they are running today for sitting on these chairs and becoming dictators. No one is standing for human rights of individuals. There is no more human rights. Muslims are not only Muslim and non-Muslims also. No one is caring for other, and Islam came to teach human rights. Prophet protected everyone. He protected the Muslim, he protected the Jews, he protected the Christian, he protected the Zoroastrian, he protected everyone living in Medina. He took care of them. Human rights. Sayyidina Umar was crying. He said, I cannot sleep if someone is hungry. He used to carry at night without people knowing him food and going to homeless people and people who have no food for their children and give them food. That's not a human right. Islam teaching us human right. Where are Muslims now today? Where are Muslims in Bilad al-Hijaz, in Saudi Arabia, in the Gulf, enjoying all the oil of people and spreading all the Wahhabi literatures? Nothing else. Where are the people of different countries around the world? Where are the protectors of human rights? No more protections. Under the name of this new sect that they created for themselves, they call it Wahhabi sect. They are destroying, they are completely demolishing human rights of Muslims even in their own countries. They are destroying graves now in this area that east of Iraq, between Iraq and Iran, destroying graves under the name of destroying shirk relics. They are not leaving any relics there. All these nice mosques, shrines are being demolished. Prisoners in prison, throwing them, dumping them in prisons, thousands and thousands in these Arab countries and Muslim countries. For what? Under the name of Islam, that is Islam. That's not Islam. Islam, we explained just now what was Islam. Sayyidina Umar carrying, the second Khalifa of the Prophet, carrying food to hungry people at night. He is on his shoulder, the leader, the caliphate, the emperor or the sultan or Amirul Mu'mineen. He's carrying on his shoulder the food and going from home to home giving them, giving to poor people money and food. That is looking after his people. That is human rights. He is not afraid. He is not hiding in fortress. He is not hiding in palaces that they have tunnels underground with aeroplanes that they take them out from the underground overseas to Spain or to Europe or to Algeria or to Malaysia or to Indonesia or to Japan or to America or to wherever around the world from Gulf running away. Why they are running away? Why they are afraid? Someone is afraid because he is he had made something wrong. Why they are afraid? Because they are dictatorship. Is that? They are afraid because they are dictators. Always they have a way to run away from any crowd. What? If you are really a good leader like Sayyidina Umar, you be in the street between people. No one will touch you. Everyone has bodyguards. have one plane bodyguard. If they travel, they travel two planes or three planes. This thing is bodyguards. One plane is, they are coming, the leadership coming, and one plane for entertainment behind them, for their enjoyment. When they land somewhere in a country, they have to carry everyone to entertain them at night. They carry complete, you know what, behind them. And they call themselves, they are the Muslim leaders. Allahu Akbar. What kind of Muslim leaders? There are Muslim leaders, real Muslim leaders. In some countries, yeah. Alhamdulillah, we have good ones. In the Far East, we have good ones. In some in the Middle East, we have good ones, good kings. Like Jordan, Morocco. Some other Arab countries, good ones. But there are some who have oil money. Allahu Akbar. Allah knows best. We have to keep quiet and say, Ya Rabbi, you protect Islam and you change the heart of those leaders, or take them. Because we don't want Islam to be destroyed. You protect us. By protecting, we pray for our leaders, Muslim leaders, Allah to change their hearts, to be better. If they are not going to be better, and Allah doesn't like to change their hearts because it's Allah's hand, and He knows what they are, then take them better, and bring in good ones to rule this Muslim world. At least, Muslim will not suffer. Why we are suffering? Why Muslims are suffering? People cannot be asked. Their leaders has to be asked, is not? So if Muslims are suffering, means of the bad action, amal of their leaders. We don't carry any knife against any leader, or we don't do any kind of militancy against us. No, we pray only. Prophet ﷺ said, "Ud'u," to pray. If he is a good leader, pray for him long life. If he is a bad leader, pray for him, Allah change his heart to be good. And if he is not changed, we pray Allah will change him with someone else better. So human rights in Islam is to care for everyone. You cannot make a distinction. Whoever living in your territory must live in complete right. As you are living in your palaces with complete rights, with all this richness, these people, your countrymen, or what you call them, your citizen, must be like that. And the proof and the example is Sayyidina Umar. May Allah forgive us. May Allah grant us happiness, and grant our leaders around the Muslim world to think better and to do their best to change their ways, to look after the Muslims in their countries, and to extend their hands to everyone, in order everyone will live in peace, and not one live in peace and the whole other doesn't live in peace. That is not accepted in Islam. Some they spend on their luxuries, on their entertainment, millions and millions of dollars. They have one person has one yacht. Yacht, you say? Yacht is more, the price of that yacht has been made more than $150 million for his entertainment only. want to name names. That might become once a year to that yacht once a year might be for 1 week. It's been parked. You say parked? Dock. Near Spain. What? People are dying. People has no money to eat and drink, and they are speaking from their palaces and saying human rights. What human rights? You are killing the human rights of Muslims and non-Muslims by your actions. Go sell this yacht, give it to hungry people in Somalia. Is not better? Or Ethiopia, or Eritrea, or Sudan. Allahu Akbar. Sell these jumbo jets that you have, carrying all this entertainment behind you. Better than to sit in your fortress as if angel of death is not coming. Angel of death is going to come pick you up from your bed and take you, you know these tweezers? You know tweezers? Coming into the bed, picking you by tweezers and dumping you in hellfire to these leaders who are putting their yacht here and there and having jumbo jets full of you know what's full of what. May Allah forgive us. Allah.